Okay, I'm going to call the Senate Rules Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, January 31st, and the time is approximately 11:40. With us today is Senator Kelly, Senator Machicki, Senator McKinnon, Senator Gardner, and myself, Senator Meyer, Chairman. Let's see, we have this is being recorded by Cody, is that right? Okay. And oh, there's Ann. Okay. And Krekenberg. I always get that wrong. Sorry. So today's agenda, we just have one item, and that's a report that was developed at the request of Senator Kelly by our legislative human resources manager, Skiff Lobaugh. And so I think this time, why don't we go ahead and pass out the report? So let's take an at ease so the committee members can take a look at the report. Brief at ease. Okay, Senate Rules Committee is back to order. I believe all committee members have had an opportunity now to read the report. And so with that, Senator Kelly, you asked for this report, so I'd like to give you an opportunity to say a few words. Okay. Senator Kelly.
I ask the Rules Committee hearing to consider releasing a report regarding Senator Wilson's statement at a press conference he held on December 7th, 2017. The report was, are you hearing me? Because I don't hear a microphone here. It's on, okay. Right. The report we released during the Senate Rules meeting on December 12th concluded that Senator Wilson's conduct in June did not fit the definition of hostile work environment, sexual harassment. In fact, the report concluded the facts did not substantiate a case of sexual harassment. However, his press conference on December 7th triggered a second investigation that concluded there was retaliation under state and federal guidelines. Our nonpartisan human resources manager investigated the matter and prepared the report, which we are releasing today. The release of this report shows the Senate does not condone retaliation and expects all legislative employees to be treated with respect. In deciding to release this report, we had to weigh the privacy interest guaranteed in our Constitution versus the public's right to know. Looking at the facts of this situation and considering that Senator Wilson held a public press conference broadcast across the state, we are resolving this balance on the right of the public's right to know. Upon receipt of the retaliation report, Senate leadership reviewed the findings with Senator Wilson and took the following disciplinary actions. We required a letter of responsibility to the House staff employee involved, set a 3-month probation as a period for Senator Wilson to demonstrate that he understands the human resources policies and decorum expectations of the Alaska Senate and the entire legislature. We required an individual training course on retaliation and place Senator Wilson under travel restrictions. To date, Senator Wilson has complied with these actions. The sum total of this case is to be found in Senator Wilson's very public press conference and the HR report from the Legislative Affairs Agency. On advice of our legal counsel, no further comment will be made regarding this report or situation due to the complexity of navigating state law along with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission guidelines regarding retaliation when public comments are made in any regard to individuals who participated in a legally protected activity.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Kelly. Senator Kelly, do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the confidential memo from the Alaska State Legislative Affairs Agency dated December 8, 2008 from committee.
2017.
Excuse me,
yeah,
2017.
Okay, any objections to releasing the retaliation for investigatory report dated November 30th, 2017 and dated on December 8th, 2017. Any objection? No? Okay, seeing no objection, then the report will be released. With that, the Senate Rules Committee stands. I'm sorry.
I do have a question. And is Skiff here?
Is who?
Oh, I do have a question. I'd like to put it on the record, and I don't know if we'll get an answer when or where. But on the second page of the report, excuse me, I have to find it. The very last paragraph in the conclusion, it says, multiple times in the press conference, he revealed confidential information and disclosed questions that were asked during the investigation. And the question in my mind is, do we have any reason to believe or to know that he knew those were to be confidential? I mean, if this was questions he was asked and he answered, did he know he couldn't talk about that in public?
Yeah, thank you, Senator Gardner. I don't think we can address that.
Can't answer it. Okay.
At this committee.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator Gardner. If there's nothing else to come before the committee, then we stand adjourned.